Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Legends Lovers Podcast. I'm so glad we have another episode. Sorry, I've been a little inconsistent lately, just working on my new podcast. But we're recording for July 4th, so happy 4th of July, everyone, for everyone who lives in America. I want to talk about my podcast and my new podcast that I'm making. But anyways, remember, guys, you can always find me. Or my website is anchor.fm/legendslovers. So that's a way to access all the platforms I'm on, like Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, or Overcast, iTunes, Google Podcasts. You can access my YouTube channel there. You can access my email, legendslovers@protonmail.com, which will be in the description below. You can even call in and leave a voice message. I've had one call in. So that's been nice. I've gotten multiple emails. That's been nice again. I've gotten some ideas. So I'm moving forward with this. I don't know if we're doing a quick, I think depending on how long this is, it might be quick facts. It might not be. But I do want to talk about my new podcast. And I'm a Christian, and I'm not pushing that on anybody. I'm not trying to be overly bearing, or offending or anything like that. I'm a Christian, and so my new podcast is called The Christian Rap Library. It right now is only on iTunes and Pocket Casts, so it's not that out there that much. I've got really one real episode, and it's not really even that overbearing if you're not a Christian. It's just talking about new rap and stuff like that because I like rap. So anyways, that's about my new podcast. Go check it out, Christian Rap Library, or if you look up Nathan Tellison on iTunes, that'll pop up. For any of my podcasts, if you look up Nathan Tellison, they'll pop up. I want to move on. This episode, we're going to go ahead and call it a quick facts. We're doing quick facts on the Celestials. So I know originally I didn't plan on doing a quick facts on the Celestials, but I really wanted to talk about them because I've watched some videos and I'm into them and I enjoy talking about them. So, real quick, here's just an overview of the Celestials. Here's a quote. The identity of the architects remains a mystery. The Celestials, also known as the Architects, were an ancient civilization who were present long before the dawn of the Galactic Community and even the Rakatan Infinite Empire, believed to be responsible for a number of large artifacts and anomalous planetary formations and species placements throughout the galaxy. While little was known of the Celestials came from Zen archaeology. I don't know how to say it. But the Jedi and the Sith alike theorized that the balance between the light and the dark sides of the Force was actually under the guidance of the Celestials. So it is believed that the Ones, or the Force wielders of Mortis, are actually a family of Celestials. Something to put out there. But here's a quote. We are sorry. We do not know how to explain the Celestials any better. They are beyond the understanding of mortals. So that's pretty interesting. But to move on to the origin, which is actually really long, I'll go into some detail with that. It says here, what little was known of the Celestials owed to the permanence of their cosmological constructions. They were considered one of the earliest and most potent cultures of their time. They were identified by the colossal objects they had left behind. Their identities were considered largely a mystery due to the lack of information on them. Evidence of their works led many to determine that the galaxy was once visited by these stunningly powerful alien architects. Even their appearance was something of a mystery. The Celestials were said to have malleable form. And another theory held that they were a group of discorporate entities who had perhaps merged themselves with the Force thousands of generations earlier and continue to guide the fate of the galaxy ever since. Dr. Ismot Bowen, a pre-Republic specialist, identified a common motif of sinuous patterns, perhaps serpents, tentacles, or vines, in the art of ancient civilizations thought to have had contact with the Celestials. Ranging from the Ophidian grotesques of Coruscant to similar patterns found on Callus, Tertius, and Chatun. Some held that the Celestials were a higher order of intermediaries whose powers were beyond the understanding of mortal beings. The origins of the Celestials was unknown. Threat, the oldest of the Kilik Hives, claimed to remember seeing the Ones, a group of Force wielders, apparently related to the Celestials, coalescing out of a geyser on an unnamed tropical planet more than a million years before the events of the Clone Wars. It should be noted that the collective memory of a Kilik Hive does not make distinctions between fact and fiction, like the human mind. Any individual memory joined to that of the collective may be it mythology, incontestable fact, or the plot of a holodrama, is history to the Kiliks. Nevertheless, by 100,000 BBY, this spectacularly powerful species had dominated the stars and had made contact with a number of other species in various states of advancement. These included the Gree, the Kwa, Sharu, Kolmai, Kiliks, humans, and the Tog. The Kolmai retreated from the stars in fear of the Celestials, while the Sharu, whose brief expansion period saw their race push coreward as far as Argua, went even further and sought refuge in a forced culture of primitivism. After attracting their notice, the frightened Sharu buried their cities beneath immense plastic pyramids and drained their intellects in a last-ditch effort at escaping the celestial attention. Similar pyramid designs would later be identified among the Kwa. The Celestials are known to have conscripted the insectoid Kiliks of Alderaan to serve as laborers, and the Kiliks were seated up and down the Perlimian. According to the Kiliks, a connection was present between the Celestials and the group of Force wielders known as the Ones. It was believed that the Force wielders were descendants of the Celestials. Similarly, the Gree, the Kwa, and the Rakata acted as servant races to the Celestials alongside the Kiliks. Together, they worked to build astonishing technological projects that ranged from the assembly of star systems to the engineering of hyperspace anomalies. So that's pretty interesting. If you don't know what the Ones are, they are kind of in the Clone Wars. They're in the Mortis trilogy, or Mortis arc. And here's a quote from Clone Wars. "My children and I can manipulate the Force like no other. Therefore, it was necessary to withdraw the temporal world and live here as anchorites, as a sanctuary." And that's Anakin. It's a conversation between Anakin and the father. "And a prison. You cannot imagine what pain it is to have such love for your children and realize they could tear the very fabric of our universe." So that's pretty cool. Just some information on them. Moving back to Celestials, it's called, the next section is Architects, and then we'll move on to their kind of disappearance, and then we'll wrap up. So this isn't really intended to be a super long episode. It's going to be a quick facts. "He said no mortal mind could know everything, and the last thing he wanted us to become a Celestial. Feral on Jason Solo." So that's actually pretty interesting. So Feral was a Force-sensitive male, given mind walker, present on Sinkhole Station in the Maw during Jedi Grandmaster Luke Skywalker's visit there in 43.5 ABY. Feral and another mind walker, Seek Ryontar, served as Skywalker's guides when they traveled to a realm of the Force known as Beyond Shadows. So that's something I will be looking into, just because that is something that I want to do for the podcast. Moving back to the Celestials. One YouTube channel called them the Celestials, but I prefer to call them the Celestials, so I don't know. I know for a fact that Architects is pronounced Architects. The Celestials were known to have created a number of projects that took place near Corellia, Kessel, and other sites in the Eastern Galactic Disc. Notable achievements of this race included assembling the Corellia system, the Voltar system, the Hapes cluster, the Cathol Rift, and the Maul Black Hole cluster. The Corellian system was highly anomalous. Chemical composition of Corellian planets matched no known model of the formation of stars or planetary disks. Mathematical analysis of the system's planetary orbits indicated they had decayed into near ellipses from perfect circular orbits, something that was extremely rare. A further 17 star systems had been identified with similar signatures by 1 BBY. So this is before the Battle of Yavin, or Episode 4. Thus, it was generally accepted by researchers that the Corellian system had been assembled at some point from pre-existing planets that were brought together by a combination of buried planetary repulsors and hyperspace tractor engines, like Centropoid Station or the Cosmic Turbine. So it's believed that the architects were responsible for seeding the core worlds with life, and in particular with humans, though some claimed this was the result of the Rakatan Empire. These architects were held to be responsible for populating the worlds in the Corellian system with Drow, Salonians, and humans. While Drow and Salonians were believed to be native to their worlds, it was possible that the human Corellians were transplanted into the world by the Celestials. So anyways, there's more on the architects and stuff, but I want to move on to their disappearance. And then wrap up, again, quick episode, not trying to make it super long. I wanted to do a really long episode and go on tangents and stuff, but I think I kind of want to do some other stuff and focus on different things. And I really wanted to do an episode on this, but anyways, the disappearance. Around 35,000 BBY, the domain of the Celestials was usurped when the Rakata slave race revolted, stealing technology from the Kwa, another celestial client race. They waged war against other servant races. Some hypotheses over the hyperspace turbulence in the unknown regions claimed that it was created to serve as a barrier between the Celestials and the upstart Rakata. Despite the Celestials' efforts, the Rakata broke through the barrier and waged war of extermination upon them. The ancient grimoires of the Gree Enclave, which referred to the Celestials as the Ancient Masters, recorded that they were undone by curses unleashed by the Rakata, or Soul Hunters, which they called the Grey Swallowing, and the Hollowers of Beings, and further referred to them as the Faceless Mouths and Eaters of World. So that's kind of dark, actually. Trying to keep this like family friendly. That's my goal. But anyways, information discovered from the Thurrett Hive 44 ABY suggested that the Celestials' decline may have been associated with the rise of the being Abeloth. The Kilix believed that the Force was the domain of the Celestials, and then their power was usurped by the Bringer of Chaos, or when the Bringer of Chaos emerged. It is known that the son and the daughter of the two ones that the Kilix claimed were the Celestials approached the Kilix to gain their assistance in the construction of the Maw cluster of black holes. Using the Centropoid Station, the Kilix moved numerous black holes to form a prison for Abeloth, lest she throw the galaxy into chaos and disorder. The son and the daughter joined the hive mind and lent the hives their knowledge and their enormous power in the Force. It is believed that after they completed their labors, the siblings left the hive mind and somehow removed the Force powers that they had shared with the hive. The eventual fate of the Celestials was unclear. They may have been trapped inside the galaxy by their barrier and destroyed by their Rakatan of revolt, or they may have escaped through the barrier. Ismut Bowen suggested that they may have withdrawn from this dimension completely. The Dark Lord of the Sith, Darth Plagueis, mused on the possibility that the Celestials were the ones who, according to the Jedi and Sith legend, merged into the Force to control its path. In 30,000 BBY, the Celestials were nowhere to be found, and the Rakatan Infinite Empire had taken center stage. Similarly, the Kilix vanished from the galaxy and migrated beyond the veil of the unknown regions, which was an act presumed to be attributed to the Celestials. After the construction of Centropoid Station, it was claimed by the Kilix that the Celestials had grown angry with their kind and had emptied them from their homeworld of Alderaan. It was theorized that the Celestials drove the Kiliks into the unknown regions after they devoured their own homeworld and attempted to lay claim to another planet. The Monagal similarly claimed that it had witnessed the sudden withdrawal of the Celestials from the galaxy in this era. So, that's some pretty interesting stuff. Real quick, I'm seeing this, and I'm just kind of skimming over. It's in the legacy section. I'll move on to the legacy. That's what it's called in this. This is Wikipedia. Most of the facts I'm getting is from Wikipedia, but if I really, really, really think that something might be not true, or I really, really am enjoying this one topic and I think, okay, I'm going to do more thorough research, I'll let you guys know. But most of the time, it's from one website. If you're doing other things, you want to get it from books and websites before you actually assume that it's true. That's just something you should always do. But here's a quote from Han Solo. Could this be from the same makers, the so-called Celestials? It doesn't look that old. And it's talking about the machinery at Kessel. So anyways, despite their achievements, little evidence remained of where the architects came from and what was their eventual fate. Many of their extraordinary works and machines were known to have survived the ages, with some races claiming the engineering marvel that was Centiport Station as a product of their own civilization. The Baron Tion Cluster, world of Foran Tutha, became famous following the discovery of the Foran Tutha star probe. Scholars debated for centuries on whether the fragments of this ancient starship were a remnant of celestial regatta or an example of early core technology. This argument continued for five centuries, with the true origin of the probe being unknown. Other traces of the Celestials that remained ranged from the anomalous, like the Quintrad star group or the Ard diamonds, to the ruined, like Penogaline shards and the Lane ring, to the obviously artificial, like the Sirtu spheres and the Diatan clockwork. In the years of Darth Plagueis, some believed that the Celestials were a higher order of the Force, beings that guided the events of the galaxy through many Sith Lords. Though many Sith Lords dismissed this theory as such a theoretical line of thinking as to have no bearing on their desire to make the galaxy subservient to their will, since it meant that this was only in the realm of the enlightened elite. At some point after the Yuuzhan-Vong War, the Jedi Jason Solo traveled the galaxy to learn from the various Force sects, S-E-C-T, sects. On these travels, he met with the Mindwalkers of Sinkhole Station, who offered him to enter into the pool of knowledge, but he refused, as he did not want to become like the Celestials and hold all the knowledge of the universe. In 35 ABY, the Uno joiner Reinar Thul stated, "The Celestials had emptied Orobo on Alderaan around 10,000 Kilik generations ago, approximately 20,000 years in human time." He also claimed that the Kilik colony had built Centerpoint Station, and shortly after the construction of Qualark, the Celestials had become angry with them over an unspecified matter. Later, Jaden Kor encountered debris from a large structure, the creation of which he attributed to either Celestials or the Regatta. After traveling to the Celeste, and it goes on to talk about Luke Skywalker and Jason Solo and Ben Skywalker and Abeloth. And I actually want to do an episode just on the ones and the Abeloth, because that'd be really interesting. I might not, though, because it can get a little dark. But anyways, moving on, it says, after traveling to the Celestial Palace, the Throat and Hive explained what they knew from their hive mind of the Celestials. This led to the Reinar Thul wondering whether Abeloth was a member of this mysterious race. Though the Throat did not know the answer to that question, the Kiliks debated on whether Abeloth was the bringer of chaos because of the Celestials' desires, or because she took such a role after defying the wishes of the Celestials. Ultimately, the Throat concluded that the true nature of the Celestials could not be comprehended or grasped by a mortal mind, nor could one discern their will. So, that's some information on the Celestials. I do want to do maybe a video or an episode on Abeloth and the Mortis Force users, the ones, just that way you guys kind of know what I'm talking about. That's the goal with quick facts, is kind of give you pockets of information. That way you're a little bit enlightened on when I mentioned something like Abeloff, or the ones. But anyways, guys, remember you can always leave a message or email me. Message link will be in the description below. Or if it doesn't work, you can go to anchor.fm/legendslovers. If you're listening with your friend or your parents, but you don't listen on that platform, all the platforms that I'm on are on that website, anchor.fm/legendslovers. Or if you just want to look me up on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, iTunes, Listen Notes, I'm on that too. And remember, email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. Check out my new podcast, Christian Rap Library. The link to that is anchor.fm/CRL. I don't have an email set up for that yet. I do believe I have a call-in, though. I'm on iTunes and Pocket Cast and Anchor, as far as I know. So anyways, go check that out. And remember, the Force will be with you always.